Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Hands-on Large Language Models by Jay Alamar and Martin Gertendorst is a practical technical guide to modern language AI, published in the O'Reilly Hands-on Tradition for Developers, Data Scientists, and Machine Learning Practitioners. Its subject is the contemporary large language model, how transformer-based systems represent text, generate fluent language, and support applications such as classification, clustering, search, summarization, and retrieval augmented generation. The book is not primarily a mathematical monograph or a product manual. Its purpose is to build operational understanding through visual explanation, conceptual sequencing, and runnable code using common tools such as pre-trained models and modern NLP libraries. A distinctive feature is its intuition-first presentation, supported by many custom illustrations that translate mechanisms like attention, embeddings, decoding, and fine-tuning into concrete mental models. The result is a bridge between introductory NLP learning and production-oriented LLM development, helping readers understand both what current models can do and why their design choices matter in practical systems. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, transformer architecture as the foundation of modern language models. A central topic in the book is the transformer, the architecture behind most influential large language models. Rather than presenting the model as a black box, the authors break it into mechanisms that explain why it works well for language. Self-attention is especially important because it allows a model to relay each token to other tokens in a sequence, making context central to representation. Multi-head attention extends this idea by letting the model track different kinds of relationships at the same time, such as syntax, semantic similarity, or positional dependencies. Positional encoding matters because attention alone has no built-in sense of word order, so the model needs a way to distinguish sequence structure. The book also situates encoder, decoder, and encoder-decoder designs in relation to tasks representation models are strong for classification and retrieval. While decoder-style models are suited to generation, this architectural grounding is practical because it helps readers diagnose model behavior. Understanding attention, embeddings, and token flow clarifies why context length, tokenization, and prompt wording can change outputs, and why different model families are better suited to different application patterns. Secondly, using pre-trained models for classification, clustering, and topic discovery. The book emphasizes that most practical LLM work begins with pre-trained models, rather than training systems from nothing. Pre-training gives models broad linguistic and semantic knowledge, which can then be reused for narrower tasks. One important application is text classification, where a model can map documents, messages, or reviews into labels with less custom feature engineering than traditional NLP pipelines. Another is clustering, where embeddings allow groups of similar texts to be discovered by geometric proximity rather than exact keyword overlap. This naturally connects to topic modeling, since clustered documents can reveal themes across large collections. The value of this approach is not simply convenience. Embedding-based representations make it possible to compare meaning at scale, which supports workflows such as organizing support tickets, analyzing research corpora, or exploring user feedback. The book treats these uses as concrete demonstrations of representation, learning the model converts language into vectors, and downstream algorithms use those vectors for structure and prediction. This helps readers see pre-trained LLMs as reusable infrastructure, not only as chat interfaces or text generators. Thirdly, prompt engineering and decoding methods for controlled text generation. Text generation is presented as both a capability and a system design problem. The book explains that a generative model does not simply produce a single, inevitable answer. It estimates likely continuations, and then a decoding strategy determines what text appears. Greedy decoding selects the most likely next token, which can be predictable but rigid. Est, beam search considers multiple candidate continuations, which can improve coherence in some structured tasks but may still reduce diversity. Sampling approaches, including temperature and nucleus-style methods, introduce controlled variation by changing how probability is converted into token choice. This technical detail matters because users often attribute output quality only to the model, when generation settings and prompts can strongly shape results. Prompt engineering is therefore treated as a practical interface to model behavior. Instructions, examples, constraints, and context can steer the model toward formats and reasoning patterns useful for a task. The broader lesson is that generation requires design decisions around reliability, creativity, and specificity. Good LLM applications combine model capability with carefully chosen prompts and decoding parameters rather than relying on default outputs. Fourthly, semantic search and retrieval augmented generation beyond keyword matching, A major practical theme is semantic search, which addresses the limits of traditional keyword retrieval. Keyword search depends on surface overlap, so it can miss relevant documents that use different wording. Dense retrieval instead represents queries and documents as embeddings, allowing the system to compare meaning through vector similarity. The book also discusses re-ranking, where an initial retrieval step finds candidates, and a stronger model then orders them by relevance. This layered approach is important because retrieval systems must balance speed, scale, and precision. Retrieval augmented generation builds on the same idea by supplying a generative model with relevant external material before it answers. This reduces dependence on the model internal memory and makes responses more grounded in a selected source set. The book frames RAG not as a magic solution, but as an architecture with moving parts, chunking documents, embedding content, retrieving candidates, ranking evidence, and constructing prompts. The reasoning value is that readers learn where failures can occur. Poor chunking, weak embeddings, irrelevant retrieval, or vague prompts can all degrade final answers, even when the underlying LLM is strong. Lastly, adapting models through fine-tuning, in-context learning, and task-specific optimization, the book also examines ways to adapt language models to specific needs. In-context learning uses examples or instructions inside the prompt, making it flexible because the base model remains unchanged. Fine-tuning modifies model behavior more directly by training on task-relevant data, which can improve consistency for specialized formats, domains, or preferences. The book distinguishes generative fine-tuning, which trains a model to produce desired outputs, from contrastive approaches that improve representation quality by teaching the model which examples should be close or far apart in embedding space. This distinction matters because not every problem is best solved by more generation. A retrieval system may benefit more from better embeddings, while a writing assistant may require better output conditioning. The authors present optimization as a choice among trade-offs: cost, data availability, latency, quality, and maintainability all affect whether prompting, fine-tuning, retrieval, or a hybrid approach is appropriate. This is one of the book's strongest practical contributions because it moves readers away from treating LLMs as one-size-fits-all tools and towards selecting adaptation methods that match the application. In conclusion, Hands-on Large Language Models is best suited for readers who want to build a working mental model of LAMs while also seeing how they are used in real applications. Developers entering NLP, data scientists adding language systems to their toolkit, machine learning engineers working with pre-trained models, and technically curious product builders will benefit most. Readers looking for a full mathematical derivation of transformer training or a from-scratch implementation of every component may need a more specialized companion text. But this book provides a strong practical foundation before that deeper work. Its intellectual benefit is clarity. It connects tokenization, embeddings, attention, decoding, retrieval, and fine-tuning into one coherent view of language AI systems. Its practical benefit is orientation. It shows how common tasks such as classification, topic exploration, semantic search, and RAG are assembled from reusable model capabilities. Compared with many LLM books, it stands out for its visual pedagogy and its balance between conceptual explanation and hands-on implementation. It is less narrowly focused than books about only prompt engineering, and more application-oriented than purely theoretical introductions. That combination makes it especially useful as a first serious technical guide to how modern LLM systems work and how they can be applied responsibly in software projects. If you would like to support JLMR, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.